Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got the whole crew. We've got Lauren, Sharpie, Steve, and Chris. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. On today's show, this is always fun to try and phrase what we're going to talk about, but today's show is going to be top five ways to not be that guy. And when I refer to that guy, it's going to be the weirdo, the one that you look at when you're standing in line. You're like, what was he thinking? Or why is he doing that? Yeah. Or don't act like that. Don't go there. So how not to be that guy. We're going to have some fun with this. All right, Chris, you already know what you're going to do. So we're going to start with you.
Okay. So I had one idea, but I decided to go with this. And it's don't be that mom, actually. Don't be the mom who's yelling at your kids and screaming and yelling and going, we've got to get to our fast pass and it's time to go to Chef Mickey's. Because after all, when it comes right down to it, it really doesn't matter. Like 10 years from now, your kid's not going to be in therapy because they missed Chef Mickey or because they didn't get to go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. They're going to be in therapy because you screamed and yelled at them in the middle of a theme park. So don't be that mom or dad.
Okay. Wow.
What? You've all seen that person.
Yeah, I may have been that
person. This is like a look into your childhood.
No, well,
did you not make that Mickey's dining reservation?
Steve, you know that I never got to go to a theme park until I was in college, ever. And I've told this on the show, the sad thing was is my grandparents on my father's side lived maybe 8 miles from the front gate of Disneyland. And so we would go down there and we would visit them and it would be like really hot and awful. And we would drive past Disneyland and I'd be like, and then they're like, no, it's too expensive. So that's why I am. That's who I am today, Steve.
Well, that's sad.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Wow. Yes. That's so sad.
Painful childhood memories.
It was terrible. Can you imagine? You're like in the back of some.
Chris, I would have taken you to Disneyland. Just so you know.
I think everyone should make it up to me. If you see me in the park, buy me a Mickey bar.
And give her a hug.
No, don't give me a hug.
She loves hugs.
I don't love hugs, but can
she's
can
like you, Olaf.
Come and just come with me in the back of that station wagon. I'm sitting in the back. I'm inhaling the fumes. Steve, you know the station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And and you see that sign and you're like, oh my gosh, it's Disneyland. Oh my gosh, we're going to Disneyland. No.
We're driving by Disneyland.
We're driving. I can't even tell you how many times we drove past it. So yes, no, that yeah. That's my advice. Also, don't be like my horrible grandparents and drive past Disneyland and not take the kids in.
That is nice. Sad.
It's totally sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You're so close.
I know.
Yet so, so far away.
I know.
All right. Let me dry my tears.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's ready?
I'm not now.
Sorry.
Oh. All right, Steve, I'm sure you have one.
You know, well, this is my pet peeve, but I don't know how to get people to stop doing it.
Is it women whose shorts are too short, Steve?
No, that's still okay.
All right.
yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, that's
hot okay. Pants. Steve's not going to notice someone walking by in short shorts. He's going to notice somebody walking by with like doing a magic trick.
Oh, yes. Don't stop.
Did you see that guy with the balloon animal? Fantastic work.
They are very impressive nowadays.
Sir, I admire your wiener dog.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Sorry. No, they always make the wiener dog one. Okay, go on. Steve, no. do tell.
I used to, now you're bringing back all the memories. I love the little invisible dogs. Remember the invisible dog when they used to
Now, see, we're turning this show into disappointing childhood memories.
I know, it is.
On my first trip to Disney.
It's so sad.
That is the souvenir that I wanted. I wanted the invisible dog.
Did you get it? Those were cool.
My husband wanted the invisible dog too.
Did you get it,
Unfortunately,
Sharpie?
You got that lab.
Which I wish was invisible sometimes.
Sharpie, so did you get your invisible dog?
Nope, still haven't. They don't have them there anymore.
Oh, do you know what?
You know what helps me with this and makes it even sadder is I've seen your Christmas picture where you're this adorable chubby-cheeked little kid by the Christmas tree. I can see that sadness on that face, not getting that dog.
It was just all I wanted was an invisible dog. We had a real dog, you know, one that poops and pees, but I couldn't get an invisible one. What's up with that?
You know what? I got one last Christmas.
Did you really?
I did. And it pees. It has a little thing.
It's got a little bulb. And so the invisible dog.
That's not an invisible dog.
Well, he's invisible and but his pee is visible.
That's disgusting.
I need to take it to Disney World.
You need to get it fixed.
No, wait a minute. I remember you told me you were going to do a video with your invisible dog.
I was going to put a GoPro on it and then do a whole thing with the invisible dog at Disney World. I might. I'd still have to do it. I just have to go down there. We'll have to do the whole thing. We'll set it up.
You can do it when you go down for Pandora.
There you go.
We won't hang out with you if that's the case.
Maybe there's some type of invisible Pandora. Is there some type of Pandora pet that I could? That's what they need. They could bring it back.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that movie. I just know that there's blue people.
Mm-hmm. So, what was I
to watch it, Chris?
Somehow I was talking about. Oh, so here's my thing. Don't be that guy. It's holding the giant iPad up. And filming whatever. Like here, it's even worse when you do it in one of the dark rides and all you get is black, nothing, and you're holding your iPad up or you're taking video.
I've seen someone do it in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
And they seriously got some very dirty looks.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's worse than doing the fireworks but anything like that. It's just kind of not being respectful to everybody else around you. So that's mine. Sorry about the invisible dog, Sharpie.
I got over it.
All right. Well, Sharpie, do you want to go next? That guy.
Yeah. Here is that person, that guy. They have been waiting for a bus for 15 minutes. People in front of them have been waiting for 20, 25 minutes. People behind them have been waiting for 5 or 10 minutes. The bus comes and they take all of 15 minutes to unpack a day's worth of treasures from their stroller.
Yes.
And delays everyone getting on the bus. And then they so kindly let everyone get on the bus before them. And then they see when they get on the bus with their stroller and their 30,000 bags of Disney goodies, they see that spot back by the middle door on the bus, by the back door on the bus, and they drag their stroller through the bus, hitting everyone, dropping things, when all they had to do was fold the stroller up 2 minutes before the bus got there. And pack everything away neatly.
Why don't they do that? Because you're 100% right. It happens every single time. They're in the front. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
And the ones that really get me are when the kids are out of the stroller and the stroller is full of stuff. So it's not like they didn't want to disturb a sleeping kid.
Right.
It's they.
It's infuriating. It's like,
we were waiting on a bus. I didn't realize the bus was going to come.
Can I just add to that if you're going to talk about strollers? Because when you're leaving the park at night, that same guy is the guy who's hitting you on the back of your legs.
Oh, I hate that.
Trying to get out. That's really the worst.
And then you wind up with like cuts on the back of your ankle. It kills.
And then you have to give them the dirty look and you're like, oh gosh, I hope this isn't the person who the dirty look is going to make go crazy.
And I'm going to pull another one out of my pocket here, just because the family who is moving together through the park as a pack, everyone at the same time within that party, that a party of 12, they realize they're lost. They don't know where they are. They don't know where they're going, and they don't know how to get where they don't know where they're going.
This was mine. You're killing me.
Go ahead. Take it from
no,
here.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to toss it off to you because we're on the same page here.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
No, Sharpie, finish it up. I'm going to put you last.
Stop. Everyone in the group, they pull out their map and they clog up the entire walkway.
Yeah. Or the people that just stop short.
Literally, I'm that person.
Walking, and then they just stop. Dead center in the middle of the park, just stop, and they stand there.
For no reason.
For no reason. And you're like, I've literally run into people like that. It's infuriating.
Do you know why I do that? Because I'm constantly posting stuff on the Facebook pages.
Yeah you're one of those annoying people.
I'm just the person, move over to the going to lie.
So I think,
or when they have the wall of people and you can't get through them.
Yeah. Well, they do that in the land pavilion, right by the escalator or something. It's the only way to get up and down, and then 15 people will stand by the entrance to the stairs and start talking. Or it's could you just move over a little bit to the left so people could get up and down the stairs? And they're completely oblivious that they're blocking the only way to get up and down.
Yeah. Or they stand in front of the drink cooler when you're in the food court and you can't get what you want. Yeah. They're not looking. They're just standing.
They're oblivious to everything going on around them. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yep.
Sorry. I could tell you I was going to change, but I'm not.
All right. My guy.
Wait. Oh. I have one. Can I go next before I lose this one?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Because I know Lisa's going to steal mine. Okay, so mine that actually makes me crazy is when you see that woman in the parks dressed to the nines.
Are you kidding me, Lauren? Are you kidding?
Yours?
High heels, dressed up, notes right here. You're killing me.
I actually love that person.
That's why would you are that person?
Well, okay. I do enjoy that, though. Because I like to see what they're wearing. I'm like, ooh, one of my people.
Yeah.
But I don't wear high heels in the park.
Yes, you do. I've seen you in high heels in
the
park. You
wear the wedges. I've seen
you. They're wedges. It's not the same.
It is the same.
It's not the same. It's totally not the same.
It is. The woman that's in the park in high heels and in the dress, all dressed up, makeup done perfect, hair done perfect, and then you see the rest of us women, with our baseball caps on.
Yeah, if I looked cute in a baseball cap, I would wear a baseball cap. But I'm a person who needs maintenance.
Sad, but those are the women that make me crazy. I'm always like, oh my God, how is she walking? I can barely get around in flip-flops or sneakers all day. I could not imagine wearing heels in a park all day.
I can't believe you took that.
Sorry. That's why I went next, because I knew I was going to lose my third one.
You were going to lose it. I would have laughed.
I would have been out.
Well, I was going to say to not be the guy with the iPad filming the fireworks, and that was already kind of hit upon. Put that stupid thing away. Ugh, gets me.
Or when they put
make
their
memories,
kid on,
not videos.
When they put their kid on their shoulders and then hand them the video thing to hold up.
Yep, that's good too. Or when they, after you've been sitting there for 30 minutes waiting for the parade and they come and sit in front of you and then they stand up and they put the kid on the shoulders with the iPad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 2 minutes prior to the show.
Yep.
All right. So I'm not left with a whole lot.
I've got a good one for you.
Can I really roll with that one?
You can, because I know it would bother you, and it bothers me too. People who cuss in front of little kids.
Oh my gosh, pay attention. You are at Disney World. Don't be that guy. No, I do get very upset because, not just for my own kids. They ride a bus. I'm sure they hear things, but it's a theme park, and there are kids. Two out of three people are kids, maybe. I don't know. I'm making that up. But 2 out of 3 kids.
There are a lot of kids in there. And yeah. And it's tough because society nowadays, like you're watching like an evening talk show, like, you know, I don't know, Seth Meyers or something. And, you know, it's liberally peppered with cuss words and we all do it for the most part. But I mean, you know, so I can see that it's really easy to be talking to your adult friend and just let it slip. But, you know, a lot of times it's just like, I'm here with my kid. You know, I work really hard not to cuss too much in front of them or at all. Did I say too much? I meant it all. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we all know I'm not the tidiest mouth, but.
Tidy mouth. It's my new nickname for you now. Hey, tidy mouth.
So, but I try to behave, but sometimes things slip out there. It's happened.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess the only thing I could add to that would be the sandals being worn with socks thing. Just because think that's lovely.
I kind of get that.
I heard that's going to be in fashion this year, actually.
It totally is. They tried that whole like upscale Doc Martin look last fall. It didn't work.
Mm. I don't know. I'm not having it. But yeah, you guys left me with nothing.
Sorry.
I get sandals and socks and cuss words. Thank you.
Sandals and socks and cuss words is actually very valid. What about the guy who's clearly miserable? Lauren?
My husband? Yeah, he's always miserable.
There's got to be more to kids and babies and strollers. What else? You shouldn't be that guy.
Did we do the 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone got one.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have to drag it on with random.
Okay.
So before you wrap it up, Lisa.
Yep.
I have to give a shout out.
Okay.
And this shout out goes to 2 different college basketball teams.
What? Nobody listens to sports on the show.
I know. The West Virginia University Mountaineers. NCAA Division I playoffs, but very proud of them. But my alma mater, my dear Fairmont State University, the Fighting Falcons, for the first time in the school's history, are in the final 2 of the Division II NCAA championships.
Woohoo! It's like you're speaking Shout Greek. Out. I have no idea what you're it's talking about.
It's very exciting. Fairmont State, we're a scrappy little school here in North Central West Virginia. Very proud of it. Make no mind of it. I was on the debate team, not the basketball team. So, and the only time I ever spent on a football field was in a band uniform. But however, moment of pride there. Just a shout out. If you're a Falcon fan, give us a shout out. That's it. Very proud of my Falcons.
Okay.
Oh, could we actually talk about the secret Facebook page and about the Mouse Chat meetup?
It's secret, Chris. Don't say anything.
It is. Okay, so it's not secret.
Well, but it's secret for the Facebook. You're only going to tell the people that are listening to this podcast, right?
Okay, so it's not secret.
Well, that's
but
good.
You can't find it public. You can't just go out and stumble upon it.
Right?
I know. Super secret. So whisper it.
Why don't you tell us?
Why don't you whisper
it? Why don't you tell us? Go ahead.
Okay. So,
Chris
has made a super secret Mouse Chat Facebook group. And if you go to Facebook and you look for the Mouse Chat group, it's a closed group, and you click join, Chris will go ahead and let you in.
Is that like your calm, sexy voice? Because it's not working.
Shh. Don't tell.
This is going well. I like where this is going. Tell us more, Steve.
Don't tell anyone because we're only letting in, about 600 people?
Yeah, I don't know. There's like almost 800 people in there right now.
If you
it's
have
kind
a
of
ferret,
exciting.
If you own
Ooh,
a
one
ferret,
person wants to join. I just looked.
There you go.
Hi, Stephanie. I just approved you.
Mm-hmm. So if you own a ferret or a parrot, you probably should join the Mouse Chat Facebook group.
Or if you love cats.
If
you love cats. Well, Steve is under the impression that only weird women own ferrets because those were the only women who would date him in college.
Yeah.
Are you done whispering?
So go to Facebook. Go to the Mouse Chat Facebook group. Don't tell anyone else. go ahead and join. And then occasionally we put up a Mouse Chat extra show just for the people who own ferrets.
I feel like you're going to tell me any second that everything will be all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, then
it's
I have
okay.
Then I have to charge you $150 for the session.
Yes. Thank you.
Is that before or after the editing fees?
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, so we have a Facebook group. Get over there. Join the Facebook group. We'll let you
know. It's very chatty.
It is very chatty.
All right. Also, Lauren knows all about the meetup. So maybe Lauren should mention the meetup that's happening. When, Lauren?
Saturday, October 21st. Woohoo! We're going to be doing the meetup. And we don't have exact details yet, but we do know that that is the day that the meetup is going to happen. So if you're going to be heading down to Florida in October, try to schedule it over that weekend and come hang with us that day.
Will there
Go ahead.
Will there be another lame-o scavenger hunt?
Yes. Absolutely. We're going to try to do something a little different this year.
Ooh. Is there food and wine going on October 21st?
What is that on October 21st?
Is there food and wine? At Epcot?
Yes, Steve. What have you not been doing this show for almost 7 years?
I don't remember.
The scavenger hunt's going to end with everybody bringing me a Grand Marnier slushie.
Oh, wait a minute. What about
That's the only way to win.
The only way to win.
That's actually not a bad idea.
It's really not, actually. I can't believe we haven't thought of that before.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you do your plan, if your plan goes off the way you plan it, if that makes sense, they would have to go slightly out of their way for that slushie. I don't know that you want a melted slushie.
Valid.
Yeah, bring a thermos.
Or a bottle of wine. And a blender. Comfy chair.
A blender.
Somebody will bring a blender. Be awesome, actually.
I think you can get that through security nowadays. Back in the day, you could get everything through.
You actually can get a blender through security.
At the park?
Ask Lauren. She's tried.
Oh, no, not at the park. At the airport.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know that for any specific reason. But yeah, so October 21st, save the date. If you're planning on coming down in the fall, try to come down during that weekend so you can hang with us a little bit. And we'll let you guys know more details as we figure them out. But it is definitely going to be that weekend.
Yay. I'm so excited.
All right. So I want to do a quick shout out. And I said that I would to these ladies and they said, don't do it, but I'm going to do it. So Allison and Christy, we met you at the Pandora presentation and we really appreciate you listening. It was fantastic to meet you both. And I'm not going to let everyone know where you listen to Mouse Chat. We'll just leave it at that. I do have one more thing to say, which was very interesting to me that, Chris, you went to an event with us and a Mouse Chat listener came up to us and, oh my gosh, hi, how you doing? And she was a longtime listener of the show, but she'd never booked with us because she thought we charged a fee.
That's true. So we had a booth. Steve had his lovely car there. And you know, and I just have to say that all the middle-aged guys loved this car, but all their wives were like, what? So anyway, that just an aside, but they loved his car. Anyway, so we had a little booth up and we were talking about Disney with people and meeting, you know, hopefully prospective clients. And I met Amy, who is very nice and now is a client. Thank you, Amy. And Amy said, well, I never booked with you because I thought you would charge. And I said, no, we don't charge. We're the same price as Disney. So if you're waiting or if you're worried that we're going to charge you, we don't charge a dime. We don't impose any cancellation fees. Now, Disney may, but we do not. And it's 100% free. So, well, and that's one of the reasons we started that Facebook page was because Steve would get tons of questions and then he'd pass them on to us. And, you know, it's hard because, you know, we answer questions on the podcast, but it's not always easy to sort of answer questions that are just sort of a casual listener and not a client. So, and we do answer people's questions. We do try to help. And it's kind of fun to do it on the Facebook page. It's a lot easier to do it that way. And they're getting input from other people as well. So
don't forget.
But if you book with us, Steve will send you a free balloon animal.
The wiener, really. Your favorite, the wiener dog one.
The Wiener dog. Yes. People don't know that you actually used to do that for a living.
What? Wait a minute. How does our show
that,
go?
That has a certain twist to the story.
How does this always end like
that.
This? What? For a living?
You said I used to go around and like Chili's and make balloon animals for guys on dates with real women that breathe.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyways, I don't even have anything else to say except that
you should.
I maybe I should have my own secret web page.
I don't think so.
Oh, it is so time to grab the show and wrap it up.
I'm thinking about this.
No, we're wrapping it up. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast.
Balloon animals.
If you enjoy our shows, you can find more of those over at iTunes and at mousechat.net. Shush.
Magic trick every week for everybody.
If you have comments or questions, send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.
What about a fashion blog?